The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Today, the 17th of May, it's Rodeo Week here in Reading and 7:05. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not go to the number one rated medical center in our whole area, Shasta Regional Medical Center? Jared's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, there's a character in the Lincoln Lawyer series that reminds me of you.
Oh, right. I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, he's playing. He's the investigator that works for the lawyer. Now, he's laid back, and you're laid back. Beard and hair. But see, since you got your hair cut, this guy has long hair, and he drives a Harley.
Well, I did have long hair.
So. But you did have long hair.
When I first started working here.
Yeah. But, he's laid back, and kind of like you are. And so it just kind of reminded me. I said to Linda last night, does that remind you? Hey, is that Jared? She goes, could be. So, anyway. What's the weather look like, buddy?
Currently 63 degrees. Today is going to be warm. A high of 92, a low of 61. Tomorrow, a high of 92, a low of 60. Thursday, a high of 83, a low of 55. Friday, 84, low of 60. Saturday, back up to the 90s with a high of 93, low around 62. And on Sunday, high of 95 with a low of 66.
Okay. And the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. The Kinney family has been doing this for over 20 years. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends. And then it becomes customer service. And they are just outstanding when it comes to customer service. They treat their customers like friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Now, through the magic of scheduling that I'm in charge of, I have managed to schedule, reschedule, move, have to move people. So we have open line Tuesday today. So stand by, because I'm going to ask for your comments too today. I've got a number of things we want to talk about, but my friends, open up, call in 605-4567. And I'll be giving away tickets to the pancake breakfast, for that's going to happen this Friday. So be paying attention to that. And, yesterday was the special needs kids, day at the rodeo grounds. And I saw some photos of these kids on these horses. And what it is they take kids that have autism and other special needs, and the parents will bring them down, and horses are used in therapy, letting children ride on the horses. They may have physical disabilities, but putting them on the horses and having, being able to ride the horse, of course, the horse is being led and somebody's there to hold the child. And they've had so many great stories coming out of that. One young person didn't want to get on the horse, was scared. I mean, this is huge horse. To them, it's huge. And they said that horse looked around and looked at this child. And it almost bent its knees, which they can do, but seemed to like, just kind of like get smaller, if this is possible. And they got the little fellow on the horse. And when they got the child on the horse, he locked his fingers into the mane. And they took him around. And he didn't want to get off. So he took around again. Did not want to get off. And the difficult part was let loose of the mane so they could, you know, so they could have let the next child have his turn or have their turn. And that was yesterday. And if you talk about a bunch of tough old tobacco chewing, bow-legged cowboys with tears in their eyes, you see it during this time frame. So now, since it's open line today, we're open to any subject. Now, I've got a bunch of subjects here I'm going to toss out there. But I, you know, if you've got something I'm not, you know, if you're thinking about I'm not talking about, or if, you know, maybe you just think that there needs to be more information on it, you can give me a call, 605-4567. The first thing I want to talk about is a newspaper article that's been on Reading.com. It's from the Record Searchlight. It's been on Reading.com ad nauseum. But then it shows up. I read the articles during the week on Reading.com. That's the, of course, their electronic website there. And then on Sunday, it becomes a regurgitation of what I've read during the rest of the week. And there's some added stuff on there, like front page news, baby giraffe, got a pros, you know, what kind of lake? Prosthetic lake. And that was front page news on Record Searchlight. And I kind of like, wow, okay. But the article I'm talking about is the one that a reporter did on the DA's race. And it was news, supposedly news, reported by the writer there. And I happen to like both candidates. I like Stephanie Bridges, I like Eric Jensen. I think they are both people of integrity. But this article read like a press release for Stephanie Bridges. I mean, read like a press release for Stephanie Bridges. And I'm thinking, how can you write that? How can the editor look at this and say, hey, you know what? Maybe we ought to, you know, go back and relook at some of the ways we've phrased these things. And, you know, the Record Searchlight came out several years ago, said, hey, we're not going to endorse anybody. Well, this is as close as you're going to get from an endorsement. And it was disguised as a news story. I don't like that. If it's going to be a news story, let it be a news story. And, you know, don't put in the superlative. Don't put in all those, you know, just those. It's, you know, it's kind of one of those subliminal messaging that's in this thing. When I read it, and I said, you know, and I thought, well, that's a little strange. Or not strange, but it's how can you write something like this and put it on the front page and act like it's news? And I have a problem with that. You know, this is my show. Linda's on our show. You know, many times we report the news. Now, what you just heard from me was opinion. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like who, what, when, where, and how. It was who, what, when, how, and why I think, and what I think about it. That shouldn't be, you know, if I would have stopped at that, it said, oh, there was a news article. You know, and so that was my opinion. But this is an opinion show. I don't expect the news, when it's written, articles, to be opinions. I expect it to be very straight facts. So, I just noticed that. It's one of those things where people take sides. And it comes out in what they write, and I also realize it's hard for a professional journalist not to have feelings. On the other hand, it's a professional journalist shouldn't have feelings when they're writing a story. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman Attorney at Law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of any reason, because of a denial or any reason, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick Gorman's a former, he's a veteran, former member of the 101st Air Mobile Air Assault Guys. He's a former law enforcement officer, worked for the insurance companies, and he He said he'd had enough of that, and he came into private practice to work with workers' comp because it's a life-changing event. If everything's going the way it should be, and you call Patrick, Patrick will tell you that. You don't need to get a lawyer involved. The company's taking care of you. On the other hand, the insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. And that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to address the homelessness and property crime in our community. By acting compassionately but demanding accountability, he knows we can reduce crime, restore our public spaces to the use of all, and help less fortunate residents live their best lives possible. What we are currently doing isn't working, and as Supervisor for District 1, Kevin Cry's priority will be to fight to end homelessness in Shasta County, not sweep its core problems under the rug. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Shasta County, there is a candidate in District 5 named Chris Kellstrom. Chris spent many years managing businesses in Anderson, Happy Valley, and elsewhere. Chris knows how to treat customers and employees. Chris would like to bring that experience and knowledge to Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom is not a career politician. He is a business manager and a problem solver. Shasta County is a great place to live, but we do have a few problems that need solutions. We can use a guy like Chris Kellstrom on our Board of Supervisors. Join me in voting for Chris. Paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not authorized being a candidate or candidates committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
If SB 1464 passes the California legislature, it will require law enforcement to enforce all public health orders, whether they agree with health orders or not. We cannot let that happen to our community. Kevin Cryer is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1, to make sure our communities are safe from tyranny. We all live in this community together, and we cannot allow for one group to be pulled into harassing another. We must stand together, and we must vote for Kevin Cryer for Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates Committee.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
When that's welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:21 in the morning here on the 17th of May. It's going to be a beautiful day today, 61 degrees right now. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. You know, if you've been suffering from orthopedic injury, you've been out there, as you get older, you know, you start, things start tightening up and loosening. Some things tighten up that shouldn't, and some things loosen that shouldn't. Well, Kevin Elo and Rachel Ling are there to get you back into action, and they're really good at what they do. You can give them a call at 530-533-5030 for an appointment, or stop by 3673 Eureka Way, which is in the Sunset Shopping Center. That's physical, pro rehab, physical therapy, and sports performance. Let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just wanted to inform you or inform the listeners and give you an update. I don't know if you remember me calling your radio station back in January 24, 2022 to, you know, give a little heads up on people that I had a court hearing to restore my rights.
What happened?
Well, what happened yesterday after, what, 6 months in court back and forth, and that, well, the DA delayed turning over any documents, any discovery to the public defender. So it took forever for them to release those documents. That's why it took 6 months. But the outcome of a hearing after all that, they decided to deny my petition to restore my rights. The reason why they gave is that since somebody, I guess, maybe for 3.5 years, which I wasn't aware that somebody was trying to serve me some papers, and then when Officer Gardner, William Gardner, tried to contact me and say, hey, I have some papers here to, you know, I'm trying to serve you. He left me little cards in my door. And so I contacted him, and I thought he was trying to serve me for another case for Dr. Robbie. And I said, hey, if you have any documents, go serve those papers to my attorney, which is Brandon Storman. And he actually, based on the, when he was on the stand, said he doesn't recall me saying that. And I made it pretty clear, you know, take the papers to Brandon Storman. And so basically it comes down to that they denied it because I didn't volunteer or that I was trying to avoid to be served by the deputy. So, therefore, they did deny my petition.
Well, I'm sorry for that, Dolores.
It's okay, but you know what? It's not over because I had a great phone call yesterday. So, it's not over because I'm not a quitter. So, I just want to let you know that's what happened. And it's
okay.
It's sad that the DA does this to people, like anybody, like, you know, out there, and including me.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So, okay.
Bye. Hey, we have Preston Sharp on the phone. Preston, good morning. Hello, Preston.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. Good, how are you?
Fine. You sound like almost like an adult, Preston.
Getting there.
Preston Sharp is the young man that started, how many years ago, Preston?
Almost 6 years now.
6 years. And
yes,
tell people how this got started. And as soon as you start talking, they're going to go, Preston Sharp, I know that name. Who is that? Tell people how this thing started, Preston.
Yeah, so I got started placing flags and flowers out on veterans' grave sites when I visited my grandfather's grave and honor him because he was in the Navy. And when I looked up after honoring him, I realized that there's no other veterans in the cemetery that were being honored. And so that just really got me frustrated and really mad that our veterans weren't being honored.
How old were you then?
I was 10 years old.
Okay. So you were frustrated. You said, well, wait a minute. How come these other veterans aren't being recognized and remembered?
Yeah, and so I went home and I just started a social media GoFundMe, and now I've honored veterans in 43 states and placed around 280,000 flags and flowers out on veterans' gravesites.
You've also been recognized during one State of the Union address by President Trump. And you were up there sitting next to Melania, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Is she friendly?
Yes, very.
Hey, is she as beautiful in person?
I would say even more beautiful.
Even more beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you've been invited to the White House. You were invited to the White House also.
Yes, I've been there a few times, and it's just an amazing experience to get to do that, especially at my age, and it's just amazing.
Well, they try to have people there that make a difference. You've made a difference, Preston. When you started this 6 years ago, when you were 10, you were on our show, and you were little. And now you have really progressed. And like you said, okay, 43 different states. And do the people invite you to come there, or how's that work? Or you just say, hey,
so
I haven't been to the state, and we need to bring recognition to our veterans.
Yeah, so that's how it usually works. I post on social media, like, who lives in the state, and I try to get in contact with them so we can organize, like, volunteers and what cemetery to go to. And it's amazing to be able to get to do that because I've talked to more than 43 different people in all those states to organize an event. But it's amazing to get to go to those different states and just meet those people that I wouldn't have met before if I didn't start honoring veterans.
Yeah, yeah. You've got an event coming up.
Yes, I have two events coming up.
Okay, let's hear about them.
So Redding Memorial Cemetery.
Okay.
I'll be there May 22nd at 9 a.m.
Okay, that's that's Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's this coming Sunday, in fact.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on May 26th, I go at 3:30 p.m.
Now there's going to be an event out there on May 26th, if I remember right.
Yes.
For Memorial Day. And I need to get more information about that so I can get that out. Now, should I ask you about being in jail? Facebook jail?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now here's Preston. Here's Preston Sharp. You know, I've got a lot of friends who've been in Facebook jail. Okay? And they, you know, it's Facebook jail. It's a badge of honor. But you got put into Facebook jail. You did.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't for saying anything.
No, it was just a picture.
You had a picture on there about you were having a fundraiser.
Yeah, I was raffling off a firearm, and they didn't like that too much. So they banned me for 30 days.
Preston Sharp. You know what? This is kind of cool. I mean, where is a badge of honor there, my friend?
Yeah.
Now, okay, so on the 22nd, that's this Sunday, you're going to be out at Ready Memorial. You like to have some people, you know, you like to have people show up there and help put flags on graves because, you know, Memorial Day weekend's coming up. It's a great event for, to help, you know, to remember those who have fallen. And even if they didn't fall in combat. So what time are you going to meet there?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. on Sunday. That's right. So, and so where are you going to next?
I don't have a different state planned yet. I wish I did, but we're looking at like Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Pennsylvania is a heartland of patriotism. There, you shouldn't have any problem with that.
Yeah.
Have you been?
I've already got contact with a couple people.
How about Oklahoma? You been to Oklahoma?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good state.
Yeah, Oklahoma is a friendly group of people there. How about Hawaii? Have you been to Hawaii yet?
Yeah, I've been to Hawaii and Alaska.
Oh, okay. Well, you got the two toughest ones. Now you can get the rest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep us informed.
I will, definitely.
Okay. You know what? We're very proud. Reading's very proud of you, Preston, and the work you've done. And we got to give a shout out to your mom, April.
Yeah.
She's running, trying to keep up. She you know, she said,
yeah,
she told us,
amazing.
She told us the other day, though, that you're in charge of everything, that you make all the arrangements. So that's great. Took a little pressure off her.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. She still has to be forced to travel with me and everything.
Sure. Well, I understand
that. All those airports can get kind of stressful.
Yeah. Okay. Now, hey, Preston, how can people donate to help pay for the cost of the flags and flowers and everything?
So I have a website, PrestonSharp.net,
okay,
where I sell merchandise, and you can, there's a donate button on there.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Are you a 501?
Yes.
Okay. So have you ever been on, like, that Giving Tuesday?
I don't think so.
You ought to think about that. You know, a lot of people give during that one day. And,
yeah.
You ought to think about getting on that. You're a 501, and you're doing this. You started this, and you're continuing to do it out of your love for those veterans and to see that they're honored. I think it might be a good idea for you.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll look at it.
You bet, Preston. And thank you again for so much that you do. And come out this Sunday to Reading Memorial at 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it's right after rodeo. I'll probably just go from the rodeo that night over to the memorial.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing a red shirt, you know I didn't make it home. Okay. Okay, young man, thank you so much for what you do for our city and our nation. You deserve all the accolades that you get.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet, Preston. Take care. Tell your mom hello.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. You know, we're running spots right now for Ready Electric Utility talking about get ready for the fire season, which is, by the way, here already. We've already had a couple fires out there about hardening your home. We're going to have people on here in the next week or so that's going to be talking about not only helping to prevent damage to your home, things you can do, how to be prepared, and God forbid that you get, you know, chased out of your home, how to be ready for that, to have everything done. If you're living in a fire area, and I don't know any area in Shasta County, it's not a fire area, that do you have a go bag? And we'll talk about that on a later show, but how to lay everything out and how to be ready. But if you're also familiar, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana growth. Father and grandfather, I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a more adequate local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen.
This ad paid for by the Liberty Committee, not endorsed by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We need all units to
violent crime right.
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals
cities
set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increased in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns. And they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting for Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a better local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or a candidate's committee.
Twinkle, lucky star. Can you send me luck?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:40 in the morning here on the 17th. 65 degrees. And it's going to be a beautiful day out there, sunny. It's going to be a great rodeo week, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Northern California's premier retirement community. Beautiful accommodations are pet-friendly, gourmet chefs. For more information and to get a personalized tour of River Commons, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Find out why so many people are going to River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors that just want to get rid of having to replace all the sprinklers in your front yard like somebody near and dear to me did. Okay, hey, I'm here with Pat Karch. Pat, of course, is our engineer, but he's been gone for the last, 3 months?
Maybe it only seems like that.
You've been down in Texas for the last 2 weeks, and you gave me a whole list of things to talk about here. Okay, so let's start with gas prices.
Well, as everyone knows, gas prices are highest in California, and you notice that as soon as you cross the Nevada line, they continually get less expensive all the way into Texas, where you're paying just above half of what we pay here. For maybe not the same gasoline, because, you know, California has formulations throughout the season, but basically it's the same gasoline if it makes your truck run, right?
That's it.
Yeah, and so that allows you to travel farther. And
It takes less money out of your pocket, so you can buy other things like food
or whatever you're going to buy.
Pay your rent.
Yeah, you know. And so, when you go into a place in Texas and they find out I'm from California, the first thing they do is they, say, I'm sorry. This happens all the time.
Oh, no, I have friends. Yeah. I live all over the place. I have friends that I've been, you know, close with here in Redding. They're gone now. And then others from California that one just moved to Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
And sent photos, you know, to put them on Facebook. And I, you know, I can see, you know, they're horse people. And they moved to Wyoming, and the whole family. I mean, you know, their son already lived there. So everybody else went there.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know,
they seemed to be loving it.
It was great fun. We stopped along the way and saw people that basically had moved from California to, we have friends now in Arizona and New Mexico and Texas. And supporters of Piano Angels that support on a monthly basis. We stopped and saw a lovely lady in Arizona, and we were in Flagstaff. And then up in New Mexico, we saw my friend who runs the mule teams in Mexico, Virgil Stevens, who is a famous Western artist.
Uh-huh.
And talked with him and Emily, his great wife. And they were in a really remote place. So it was a great trip, but there's a lot of things that you learn about California when you get people's perspective who do not live in California.
Well, what is the are there any misconceptions about California that they have?
No, I mean, they basically read the same news we do.
Like you can't say anything and without, you know, your gun's going to be, you know, people come and try to take your guns every week. I mean, that's not true.
It is not true, you know, but
but there are so many things that are true.
Well, you can go into a gun shop there and they happy to sell you, you know, if you're inclined to have your ammo shipped to Redding, you could buy it there and buy as much as you want, have it shipped to a, you know, a licensed
gun dealer here.
Yeah,
licensed gun dealer.
Right, which, you know, they think that's kind of whacked out, and but that's the way it is. It's where we have to work with the hand that we're dealt. You can get ammo pretty cheap there, and actually found a speed loader for my 5-shot revolver, which was impossible to find here in Redding.
Oh, okay. Now, let's take a quick break because I've got like three or four other things here I want to talk to you about. Some about Ukraine, some about Russia.
Right on.
And because of friends that you have. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been around 15 years. Local board of directors, local people running it. This is truly a community bank. People there take care of our community, and they've been, like I said, been here for 15 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hi neighbors, this is Mimi Mosley, and I couldn't be more proud to support Aaron Rosner for District 1 Supervisor. As our City of Reading Councilwoman and former mayor, I witnessed her unwavering leadership in action. I believe our city is a better, safer place because of Aaron Rosner's work to advocate for public safety, healthy economic and community development, and her commitment to the local families that call Reading home. If you want to be a part of creating a stronger and better Shasta County, join me, the local business community, public safety leaders, and countless community leaders in backing Aaron Rosner. Thank you for supporting qualified, experienced candidates we can count on. For more information, go to ShastaVote.com.
Ad paid for by ShastaVote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Rosner for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent two decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House, of course. Charlus Pizza, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the cheesy, creamy, meaty goodness of their hand-tossed crispy crust. It's an experience you won't find anywhere else in Reading. Pizza just brings people together for food and fun. Charlus Tap House also offers house specials, homemade pastas, sandwiches, soups, and delicious salads. Everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous house special every Friday and Saturday night. Tender, mouth-watering prime rib. Remember, Charlus Tap House offers a wall of tap beer, your old favorite brews, and new additions on demand. It's the ultimate beer experience. Just grab your tap wall card at the counter and pour your favorite or try something new. Charlus Tap House, rule number one. Come from a homemade pizza. Stay from a beer wall. You'll find Charlus Tap House in two locations, in the Anderson Outlets and in Reading, at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes. We do little dishes. We do internet dishes. We even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's DISH services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom District 5 Supervisor.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani opened his place up 12 years ago. Has made it through everything, and downturns, COVID, and all of that. This is the only place we buy our firearms at, is Bastiani Arms. He's our firearms dealer of choice. He's got the firearms we want. He's got all the accessories. He's a great gunsmith if you want to have some work done on your firearm. Fair prices there, and like I said, the customer service is outstanding. It's one stop. You can buy a pistol there and get a CCW class also. All of this at Bastiani Arms. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and he's open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're here with Pat Karch, who is our engineer, but Pat's been gone for 2 weeks, and he's traveled to the promised land.
Well, I've been to Texas. We saw people there. We went to Arizona, had friends there, people in New Mexico, and, of course, in California. And, you know, you make some observations when you're traveling about your home state, about all kinds of things. And one of the things, of course, was we talked about earlier, was the gas prices. But there are other things, too. Just the ability to go down the street and not be regulated. You know, I walked down the street of Denison, Texas, and I saw some things. You know, there were, like, big cracks in the sidewalk, and they weren't marked with spray paint. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, here in California, if you got a crack that's over a quarter of an inch and you don't identify that or repair it, someone literally could sue the city or whoever owns that portion of the sidewalk and probably win. You know, but in Texas, that's not the case, you know. It's just like you need to watch out for the crack in the sidewalk. Take personal responsibility. And that's what is the biggest difference between the more conservative states and the more liberal states.
Not a nanny state.
That's exactly what you call it.
Well, part of it is just like you said, though. Somebody doesn't take responsibility. You know, they've walked down that sidewalk before and they trip for whatever reason. And then they sue the city for thousands of dollars, and then you get lawyer fees on top of that.
Right.
So, hey, one of the things we wanted to talk about. Well, you stopped at the Trump Tower. I've never stayed in the Trump Tower.
Well, I would recommend it. This is what I told Pam after staying there. This was everything in the Trump Tower worked. Not only the people, but every piece of equipment, which is very unusual. Usually you go to a place like that and there's like something funky with the shower, right? Or anything. It could be any number of things. That place is dialed in. You may pay a little bit more for it, but everything works, and it's not synonymous, but, you know, whether you're a Trump supporter or not, times were better back then economically for a lot of people. And when you go to the Trump Tower, it's just like, hey, you know, times are better inside this building. Of course, that's Las Vegas, and, you know, you got to pay for that. It was a good trip. on the way back, I got contacted by some of my Russian and Ukrainian friends, and people need to know that if you're detached from that, you don't have friends or you just watch the news, it is a bad situation over there if you're Russian. We have people who are Russian right here in the North State that are trying to settle their parents' estates after they've passed away, and Putin won't let that money out of the country. So what do? You go over there. They may have a home that they own. You may have thousands of dollars in the bank. He's not letting that out. We have people that want to immigrate because they don't like Putin. I got an email yesterday from someone I know, a good friend of mine, and her brother who flies cargo.
He's a pilot.
He's a pilot, right? Yeah. He needs to get out. He feels like he needs to get out because he doesn't support the war. He's ready to immigrate to Reading. His mother lives here already. And so myself and another family have offered housing for them until they get on their feet, help to try to find them work. But what is he doing to settle? He's got a home there. And so he's signing that over to a friend in hopes that one day, you know, he can go get that back.
Wow. Because they're not letting them do anything like that.
You can't cash it out and take the money out of the country.
Well, it's a okay. Here's the thing: it's a fascist dictatorship. Communism, that's all it is. You know, whatever it started out to be 100-something years ago, of course, isn't. You know, I read something. It was interesting. Somebody, you know, said, you know, they were talking about fascism. In this case, it was Hitler. And communism. And the guy wasn't as much against Hitler, and this is back in the 30s, of course, as he was against communism. He says, a fascist leader will be overthrown, and it ends. Communism is, you know, pervasive. And once it's in, you know, once it's in, then you still have, it's still a dictatorship, but it's something that people have bought into. And it's not based on one person.
Right.
It's the form of, you know, of government like that. You know, and I'm not sure I agree with all that.
No,
that's
true.
What was said, but it was true in this case that when Hitler was taken out, Nazism stopped.
Yeah, that was it.
And so people don't realize that, you know, you brought in a Russian one day. And he can't even talk to his family unless they talk about the weather. And they're, you know, and they're, how do you feel? You know, those kind of things. Because everybody's listened to.
He's afraid. He's still afraid.
Yeah, he's afraid. He won't come on the show.
And we have.
Because he has family back in Russia.
Well, you had a Russian guest on here some years ago. We were talking music, and then during the break, you said, you know, I'd like to get your opinion on Putin. And she's like, oh, I'm not going to talk about Putin.
Or anything.
Yeah. In fact, her mother, who lives in Reading, believed for many years that Putin had installed cameras in her Reading apartment. And I'm not kidding. Yeah, you're smiling. Carl's smiling, folks, if you can't see him on the radio. But,
well, it's just, you know, I mean, it's not a broad smile, but see, what happens is when you live in a society oppressive society like that. I read something else, too, that a Russian man asked a Russian, what was the best time of your life? He said World War II.
Yep.
And you think about it. I mean, so many Russians killed by the Germans and all that. How is that the best? Because we fought together as a nation. If there was a knock on your door at night, it's because they wanted, you know, we were going to go out and, you know, and save our nation and, you know, this. Now, if there's a knock on your door at night, they may never see you again.
Well, that's how it is with this gentleman who's the pilot. If he stays and his company folded because there's no exporting going on, he can't fly, he's most certain that he will be drafted shortly, even though he's over 50. And that's the reality of it. He's really literally waiting for that knock on the door.
Now, we've got something coming up. We only got 2 minutes left. Well, we can take this over into the next. If we're talking about Ukrainians. The Ukrainians did not roll over for Putin. Have your friends said anything about the sanctions, the impact it's having on the Russians?
They haven't spoken to me about sanctions. They've been more proactive, and we've been sending people over there with surveillance drones. We're actually purchasing them here.
Well, that's for the Ukraine, right?
Yeah, for the Ukraine.
But I'm thinking about
In Russia.
In Russia, these sanctions, I mean, all of these companies. One company has been there for like 80, 90 years. Has just pulled, Siemens out of West Germany just pulled out of Russia, and they've been there forever.
Well, that's true. The gentleman who is the pilot, his company is folding because they cannot export to Europe.
Right.
Which was their biggest customers.
And so everybody's pulling out of that. And so Germany said, we're not going to take any more oil. And that's caused a lot of consternation because the fact is that so much of their oil comes from, and natural gas comes from Russia. We have this great opportunity. We have the capabilities of providing enough for them if we would just turn it loose.
You know, when oil prices get high, that's when our wells in Texas become profitable.
Yeah.
But those wells were mostly standing still. Why is that?
Because it wasn't, it wasn't profitable because of having to either dig deeper or to keep them running. No, my parents were in the oil industry. Well, they owned 1/64th of like four wells. Most of that money went to maintaining the wells.
Right.
But when the oil prices went up, they made some money on it. But that's the way it is. Okay, we got to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
To the 10 people who were killed, and they'll meet with the victims' families. As Putin's war in Ukraine rages on, President Biden will be rolling out the White House red carpet for the leaders of Finland and Sweden amid their drive to join the NATO alliance.
In the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the long neutral nations are pursuing membership in the alliance, and they have the backing of the United States. President Biden will welcome the Swedish Prime Minister and Finnish President to the White House Thursday for talks about NATO and European security. An official says the administration is very confident that an agreement would be reached for the two countries to join the alliance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The polls are open across five states holding primaries today. On the Republican side, a number of candidates endorsed by former President Trump are on the ballot.
The former president hopes to keep his winning streak alive, and three key races today will showcase the power or weakness of his endorsement. Trump endorsed political newcomer, celebrity physician Dr. Oz seeks the GOP nomination to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania. Vocal Trump supporter Doug Mastriano is the favorite in that state's GOP gubernatorial primary. In North Carolina, the Trump-backed Ted Budd hopes to edge out former Governor Pat McCrory to become the GOP nominee to replace retiring Senator Richard Burr. Bob Agnew reports.
They are grainy and they are green. The Pentagon releasing a number of declassified UFO videos as Congress, for the first time in decades, holds public hearing on unidentified flying objects and the potential national security threat posed by UFOs. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 176 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
An attempt by one of Libya's rival prime ministers to seat his government in the capital, Tripoli, sparked clashes between competing militias.
Rival factions once again battled on the streets of Tripoli as Fatih Bashagha made a dramatic entry into the city overnight with the aim of taking control of the government. The sound of heavy weapons echoed across the streets of the Libyan capital in a disturbing reminder of the violence that the country has endured for years. A UN-backed political roadmap was meant to end this, but the failure to hold scheduled elections last year has been gradually tipping the country back into unrest and division. The UN-backed Prime Minister Abdelhamid Aldebaba has stayed in post, while Fatih Bashagha was elected the new premier by the parliament in the east.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. The final results are in from national elections in Lebanon. They show that Hezbollah and its allies have lost a parliamentary majority. News and analysis at townhall.com. A controversial California law has been struck down.
A Los Angeles judge has ruled the state law requiring women on corporate boards is unconstitutional. The conservative legal group Judicial Watch sued over the law, saying it was illegal to use taxpayer funds to enforce a statute that violates the California Constitution by mandating a gender-based quota. The state attorney's general office countered that the law didn't create a quota because boards could add seats for female directors without stripping men of their positions. John Scott reporting.
It's a surprisingly strong showing for retail sales for the month of April. The Commerce Department this morning reporting that sales rose 0.9% last month, that despite inflation that's running at a nearly 40-year high. And on Wall Street this morning, the key averages are up sharply. Right now, the NASDAQ, 125 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Liam's at the head here at the production. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Are you ready to tell us what the weather's going to be?
I am so ready.
Okay.
Alrighty. So today is sunny with a high of 92 and a low of 61. Tomorrow's also mostly sunny with another high of 92, a low of 60. Thursday, we are looking at more sunny skies with a high of 83, low of 55. Friday, sunny, high of 84, low of 60. And then Saturday, it looks like we have a high of 93.
Okay, it's going to be a beautiful week, my friends. Now, today you may be hearing some gunfire because there's going to be a bank robbery, I heard, down at, I think it's Plumas Bank. And how do I know this? Well, we have a spy network out here from KCNR. And then at the these two people, these well-known robbers, the Lone Stranger, and who's the other guy? It's and his little friend or whatever.
Yeah.
The Lone Stranger and...
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
They're bad. And they're
but they're bad. And you know what? And once a year, they cycle through here and they rob a bank. And then the Asphalt Cowboys chase them through the street. So if you hear gunfire... Don't get too concerned. They'll have a police car in front of them and a police car behind them. And do not shoot back at the people. If they're wearing yellow shirts, okay? And they have cowboy hats and they're riding in the back of a truck. This is not, don't get too excited.
They're gonna hide that loot. Don't they hide the loot somewhere?
They do. And we're gonna give the first clues, tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they release it. They said we can do it at 9, but I'll check that during one of the breaks because I'm sure we've gotten the clues already. Then tomorrow, of course, it's Extreme Bulls and Barrels, and they're going to be the Professional Bull Riders Association is going to be there at the Reading Rodeo Grounds and then barrel racing.
Cool.
In between, it's going to be a great night. The weather's going to be great. Thursday is family night, Friday night, and then Saturday night, of course, is the final night there, the grand finale. It's going to be a wonderful event. It's a super event for families. And I'm giving away – oh, and Friday morning is pancake breakfast. And I'm giving away two tickets to the pancake breakfast to the first person that calls, 605-4567. I've got two tickets for you to the pancake breakfast. I'm here with, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that treats their customers like friends. And they give great service. I can't say enough about them. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Yeah, the phones are going off like crazy for the pancake breakfast tickets, and I think we have a winner.
Are you serving on that? Are you guys? What are you guys doing on that?
We're going to have a remote that day that you're helping me set up.
Right on.
It's going to be right down the street. Now, it's not going to be down in the Gulch. It's going to be right here on Market Street. Between
the promenade here?
Yeah, in the promenade area right there. They're going to set up all the tables, and we're going to just go down the street there until we find a good spot, and we'll throw up our table and put out our tablecloth and set up our stuff. The only thing we need to find is electricity, bro.
Okay, I'll check on that today.
And I'm not sure where they're setting up the cooking area there, but it's probably we should be somewhere around closer to that than further away.
I'll text Cameron and
see where that's going to be. Okay, I'm here with Pat Karch, and Pat just got back from a trip to Texas.
Road trip. In our truck, we went all the way to Texas and back.
And we talked about gas prices, which, of course, are a lot better. We're talking about gun laws, which were, you know, closer to the Second Amendment. And the opinion of other people when they find out you're from California, that there's, you know, they put their hand on your shoulder and
they
go,
say, I'll pray for you, brother.
No, sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. Russians. We talked a little bit about you have Russian acquaintances, and they're trying to immigrate.
That's correct.
They're trying to get out of here.
Like what Putin's doing, and they're trying to get here where their relatives are already in Reading.
Right. Now, we had Ukrainians on our show, and several weeks ago, and we probably need to cycle through there again because the Ukraine is battling Russia to a standstill, and I can just imagine his joint chief of staff that if they're still alive, even, I mean, you would never hear about it; they would just be replaced.
Right.
But there's something happening with the Ukrainian.
And here in Shasta County, there is a group of loyalist Ukrainians who have started a nonprofit. And it's not, just a nonprofit to get aid to refugees. They're actually sending over surveillance drones, which I guess you could consider that type of weaponry. And they've made the shipments already. And the reason I got involved is they started a nonprofit, and they needed an American citizen to be on the board. So, Carl, I sit on the board of a nonprofit that sends weaponry to fight the Russians in Ukraine.
It doesn't blow people up, but what it does is it provides information and targeting information to the Ukrainians to find out where the Russians are, what their disposition is, where their forces are at, and these things. Drones were first used in Desert Storm for the first time. Yeah, the Marine Corps launched their first, we call them UAVs, and unmanned aerial vehicles. And they, we had three companies of them, and in the battalion, and they were so valuable that it was the general. It was the deputy commander of 1MEF, which had all the forces of the Marine Corps. I mean, we were there, two divisions, parts of a third, two Marine air wings, parts of a third. But those UAVs were that valuable to spot.
Well, the technology is such, and now it's gotten
so much that you can just launch one yourself,
and anybody can fly one practically. And you put on the goggles, you know, you're looking at it in a 3D view, and you have a controller in your hand, and that information is coming right back. It's streaming, and it's recorded, and you know, people can see it live.
The in Desert Storm, when our UAV flew over, we had video of Iraqis running out with white flags surrendering to a UAV, which is up in the air, because they knew if a UAV was flying over,
the Marines were right behind it. It was
followed by, death from the sky. No, we don't want to fight.
Well, you know, the sad thing is that Russian people, when they learn what's actually happening, are beginning to turn against Putin. But that's risky for them. You take your life in your hands to do that over there.
Well, the other thing, too, is a lot of people in Russia, from the Russian I talked to, they believe in this wholeheartedly, that Ukraine is Nazi. It's a Nazi government, and that, you know, they've been raised on this type of propaganda, and you've only got one viewpoint.
Right.
And that's the viewpoint of Putin, that this is what they've been fed constantly for years. So it's, you know, and they keep people from learning it. You know, they cut off all different types of outside
sources. Control the media. Yeah, absolutely. The media control over there is so deep, and people don't realize that it extends into every portion of it. And if you speak out against it, and you take your life in your hands, you could get that knock on the door anytime. It's a sad situation, really.
Okay. Okay. We got to take a quick break here. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, my favorite car wash. Why? Because, one, it's quick. You know, you drive in, you go through a brushless car wash. It's got, you know, it's got a special soap and wax that makes your car or truck look great. Friendly people there wiping it down with clean towels at the end. It's located right down the street from us on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean. We'll be right back.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working as long as my 2 hands are fit to use.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to rebuild public trust in our local government. As a small business owner, Kevin Cry was appalled that many of our local businesses were deemed non-essential and were forced to close their doors while others were allowed to stay open for seemingly random reasons. Our leaders should have taken a stand for all our local business owners, but they remained silent. Kevin Cry will stand with all of us. Vote Kevin Cry for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. It looks like another hot and dry summer is about to begin, and I pray we won't have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, doghouses, and even a covered woodpile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch tax-paying citizens doing small improvements on their own property while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
My name is Vincent Eugene Allen. I'm a doctor and businessman running for insurance commissioner, and I approve this message.
Doctor. Vincent Eugene Allen was born in Cleveland, Mississippi, raised by his grandmother, Rosia H. Miller. After completing medical school in West Virginia, Dr. Allen began caring for patients in Los Angeles. Businessman. Vincent Eugene Allen and his wife, Dr. Connie U. Allen, operate 7 urgent care clinics across Los Angeles, seeing thousands of patients and providing high-paying jobs to the community. Community leader. Vincent Eugene Allen was on the front lines of the pandemic, providing food for the quarantined and medical services for the community. He and his family continue to hold charitable events in their community. Vote Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner. Doctor, not politician. Paid for by Dr. Allen for insurance commissioner 2022, FPPC ID 143-9485.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is Reading better off than it was 4 years ago? Absolutely not. Our local government has been asleep at the wheel for the past couple years, and we have been void of any effective leadership at the local level. This is why political outsider Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor District 1 to help lead our community in the right direction. Shasta County has woken up, and we want change. Let's keep the momentum going and elect Kevin Cry to Shasta County Supervisor District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindbott, 8:21 in the morning here on the 17th of May, Rodeo Week. The bank robbery should be happening any time now. I do have the clues, but I can't release them till 9 o'clock. So what I may do is hang on. Instead of at 9 o'clock, instead of us just going off the air, I'm going to read the first set of clues so you can win some money. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, getting 4 out of 5 stars and 5 out of 5 stars on many different categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, and hip and knee replacement. They get high grades from Medicare and Medicaid for the work they do there. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. I'm here with Pat Karch today, and we're talking about a number of things. Is there anything else you have on the Ukrainian nonprofit or anything like that? Because I want to move into some other things.
No, and when that is finalized, we'll let people know how they can donate if they're inclined, if you want to help to send surveillance drones and other items to be revealed later to that in conflict over there. We'll let you know.
Okay. Congress is actually, if I can find this, Congress is looking at the they're holding their first hearings, public hearings on UFOs. Now, the military, it says, is struggling to understand this mystery flying phenomena. There's a lot of unexplained aerial phenomena. We don't know what they are, and they can't be easily rationalized as weather phenomena or balloons or anything else. So it's quite a mystery. And so they're going to be talking to the Department of Defense about this.
You know, Carl, when I just left New Mexico a few days ago, and
that's a hotbed.
The guy came right up to me, and he took me over on the ridge. And he said, you know, we see the lights right here. And he said, my neighbor has seen such and such. And he went through this long laundry list of sightings of things that stop in midair and stuff like that. I mean, the believers live there. They see it.
Well, you know, unidentified aerial phenomena is what they're calling this. And it comes after years of unexplained sightings, primarily by U.S. military personnel, of flying objects, which often had no discernible propulsion systems and unusual movement patterns. And they have a bunch of pictures here of it. Now, the thing about it is, I can believe that some of these, many of these, may be experimental aircraft that we've developed.
And they're in that area. That's where they fly these things.
They're in that area out there. And now, on the other hand, they see things in Europe all the time, too. So it could be Russia's doing the same thing, you know, experimenting with things, experimenting with types of propulsion and aircraft that you can't spot so easily.
Yeah, but the big question is, I mean, anybody could probably believe that, but the question is, are we alone in the universe? That is what these people are driving at.
Well, well, you know, you can't be so ethnocentric to think that in all the universes,
billions and billions of
that there may not be.
Yeah.
Now, and this has been the this has been the theme of some really bad movies and some funny movies, is that radio and TV signals are sent out, and they just keep going on and on and on. But of course, we know it only has a certain range. But that they're out there and they're captured by another life form out there, and they formed their opinions of the world based on
what they've heard on
the Beverly Hillbillies, or The View, which would even be worse.
Or Free Fire Radio.
Or Free Fire Radio. Well, then, they come down saying, well, there is intelligent life on Earth. or presidential debates, my God. And so they send out recon teams to see, well, what's it like? On one show I had that was very well received, but we had another show take its place that was outside the wire. And I talked to people who were aliens, second generation aliens and third generation aliens. I talked to Lemurians.
Lemurians,
and
I remember that one. That was
Lemurians, that was a famous one. But now Congress is saying, the government has said that these unidentified aerial propulsion probably lack a single explanation. Neither classified nor unclassified reports of the government so far rule out space aliens. But other possible explanations are airborne clutter like birds and balloons, natural atmospheric phenomena like ice crystals, highly classified U.S. government programs, or foreign adversary systems from Russia, China, or other countries.
It's possible.
All of them are possible, but everybody likes to think there's these little green men and women out there in these saucer-like objects that come in. Why saucers? Why can't it be like it looks like a long spear that travels through space.
You don't have to be pointed to travel through space.
Yeah, that's true.
It can be in a square, right?
Yeah, I mean, what if it looked like... Well, here's my idea. Depending on what part of the country you are, why couldn't it look like a McDonald's or a White Castle? And it's just put down someplace. And they go, there's a McDonald's alongside. Well, I didn't see that there. They must have just built it. And in reality, it's an alien life form that's got into McDonald's.
Well, listen,
it looks like McDonald's because you never question that. And, look. Here's another quick and clean car. Okay, better not use quick and clean. Look, here's another restaurant we got here. It's just out here on the side of the road.
Well, have you personally seen anything like that in your lifetime? I mean, you've been on the battlefield and all over the world.
I have seen weird things in my life. One time, and I have no problem sharing this, and I was driving across the Arizona desert in the middle of the night, trying to get someplace. I mean, it's absolutely flat out there. And it's out there toward, it's in the middle of nowhere. And I'm driving down the road very fast. And I look at my rearview mirror, and I see four lights, like a large truck, coming up fast, faster than I was going. I thought, oh, my gosh, it's a policeman. He's got me. and I went to a dip, and I came back up, and it was gone.
Well, what do you know?
And I thought, and I, there was no off roads there. I mean, no, you know, no paved roads. I guess somebody could
exit,
but it was coming up fast on me, and I was doing 85, 90 at that point.
Well,
and,
you know,
I was rolling, and the but it was catching up with me, and then it, so I've always said, did I just see something out there, or was it just a, you know, just a regular car or truck from that
on
area?
On a Mirage on the pavement?
I don't know. It could have been anything.
Well, you know, I had my own experience right here in Reading. I saw something that I guess you would call it a ball of fire. And I'm not some whacked out weirdo. I mean, maybe you might think I am, but I'm just a normal guy. And I was out with two other guys who witnessed this at the same time. And they were in their 80s. I was in my early 30s. This thing, if it was 25 miles away up in the sky, coming across the sky, I'm not kidding, it would have been 5 miles wide. It was a huge ball of fire with a huge burning tail, and it went down over the horizon. And
well, now I have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that was? And I was in Texas, Hillsboro, Texas, and one of the space shuttles was coming back in to land in Florida.
Oh, sure.
And it went across the skies, and it looked just like that. It was a ball of fire with a, you know, streaming behind it. Of course, mm-hmm. it was reentering the atmosphere.
Right.
So from the time it went over us there in Texas, and we watched it hit the horizon, and we went back in and had it on TV, it had already made Florida.
Oh, my God.
And it was making that long turn they make out, you know, to slow down and to come back. But that was something just like out of a movie.
Yeah.
Seeing that. I saw that. But that was, we knew what it was. They said, if you go down and you look south from here, you're going to see it coming across the sky. So who knows? Who knows? We've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, when, you know, you ride the horse that got you there, right? Well, I've been getting my hair cut since I moved to Reading, and why change something that works and works so well for me? It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. You give them a call at 244-9478 and talk to Tim or Logan. Outstanding haircuts, man's last stronghold. There's just a good place to get a haircut, and why not go into a place you enjoy? We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we are celebrating 29 years of moments at the river. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, don't miss your chance to win $129,000. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 29-year anniversary celebration. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we the people. True public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, an experienced attorney from the private industry. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats who will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we, the people. True public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, and experienced attorney from the private sector. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats. He will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's been open line today. And we've talked about a number of things. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All your tobacco accessories and all your tobacco needs in one spot. Been there for over 30 years. Help our community out in so many different ways, in 401s, really support veterans and veterans organizations. They're open Monday through Saturday, and they have the finest walk-in humidor anywhere in Northern California. Okay, I'm here, and Pat Karch is kind of like coming in here with me today. A judge has just ruled that the California's Women on Boards law is unconstitutional. Well, really? This is where the state of California has said that they made this law that required women on corporate boards, privately owned corporations. And the judge, who is a lady, by the way, said the law that would have required boards have up to 3 female directors by this year violated the right to equal treatment. And this ruling was dated Friday. And it had been challenged by a group called Judicial Watch, claiming it was illegal to use taxpayer funds to enforce a law that violates the Equal Protection Clause of the California Constitution by mandating a gender-based quota. That makes sense to me. And when they did it, and when they told, and Brown was governor then, when this was passed, and they said this is not going to withstand a court test. He says, maybe, maybe not. We'll find out.
It's been a while, boy. It's a long time ago.
It's been a while. So, yeah, I just don't see how you could force a privately owned corporation to say you will have this on your board.
No, you want the most qualified person. You don't want it based
on private. It's private. If you're talking gender. if you're talking about a state funded organization,
if it's their money, they could maybe put some strings attached, right?
Sure.
By gender or the color of our skin or something, that's not fair.
You know. Another thing that's happened on Roe v. Wade.
I've seen a lot of stuff popping up on my internet feed as I was traveling across the country on that.
Well, you know, the thing about it is it does not outlaw abortion in the United States. No matter what you read, it doesn't do that. What it does, if it is overturned, we don't know yet. You know, this was leaked, and this was a significant event. Leaking an opinion.
Right.
And this, all it was an opinion, even though, yeah, it had been signed off by some, you know, by five justices, that this was ruled to be unconstitutional under the law that it was first adjudicated on. But the fact is that it was leaked. First time, really.
In Supreme Court history,
something was leaked, and it was, you know, they've there's like 32 people that could have done it. So you take out the justices, and it really comes down to their law clerks.
Their staff, yeah.
Well, their law clerks that got in this, that did this. And, you know, they've actually named somebody, and we won't even go into that because you don't know. But there is going to be an investigation, and if they find out who did it, I imagine this person is going to have a tough time finding a job in the future. On the other hand, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be hired right away.
Would their action be considered illegal in some way?
Yeah, of course it is, to leak something like that, and they should be prosecuted for this. And unless you're going to prosecute them, and they say, well, they have a right. No, they signed all these things that says we will not release this kind of stuff. But one of the things that's getting a group called the Women's March, I think, let me get that right. Women's March has issued a proclamation that our summer of rage is officially beginning.
Oh, my gosh. I mean like looting and burning and all that stuff?
I don't know if that's what it means. But when you say summer of rage, in May, we've had 22 mass shootings. 22. Now, mass shooting, depending on whoever you read, it's four people or more are shot, injured, killed in one incident, not including the shooter. And you know, of course, the most horrendous one was in New York up there where the guy went in, and this looks like a true hate crime. He had his manifestos. He walked into the store, even though that he hated Jewish people just as much as he hated blacks, it seems like. He went in there and killed all those people. And they range from age from something like 50 to 86.
Oh,
you're 86 years old. You don't need to be shot. Nobody needed to be shot for this. And then they find out that he had been in a mental institution and been held for a day or 2 days while they made an evaluation. Yet that did not make it into the national crime. If they go when they check somebody and they go back into it, that's why, that's one of the reasons you wait. Even though you could do it, frankly, you can do it in an hour or less. In California, we have that wait 10 days, you know, the cool off period and all that. But still, you go through a background check. And this had not been reported. And if you remember that incident in Texas, that former Air Force guy that went into the church.
Right.
And was chased down eventually, you know, by people that lived across the street and, you know, engaged him with the firearms.
Is that the one that had the shotgun under his jacket, or is that another one?
That was another one. That's the one that walked in and killed somebody, and then they had a defensive unit inside the church. Inside the church that stopped him.
Those churches, Carl, I was there that day at a church 2 miles down the road on that morning when that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
And we went into church on Sunday morning, and my wife Pam looked over, and there was a full deputy, you know, with her gun.
Uh-huh.
And Pam's first comment was, well, they should have faith, not fear. And I said, no, they're being prudent.
No.
And then this happened right down the street, and they all have a group of people that are assigned.
They're trained. They're trained to defend.
One of them was like you. The guy that actually shot the guy was a gun instructor.
Yeah.
And he just had to wait for a clear shot, you know.
And people say, well, should you take guns to church? Yeah. Yeah.
We have always done it. Here in Reading, 30 years ago when I went to the old North Valley Baptist.
It's like that. This, that I can't tell you why we're having the mass shootings. We've always had guns. We've always had guns. So this is obviously a breakdown in society.
It's a breakdown
in society. It's either we're not taking care of the mental problems, or like the Chinese that went after the church down here in Southern California, in Laguna Lake or something like that. He went in and started shooting, and it turns out that he was a Chinese national who had immigrated to the United States and was just angry at what was going on between Taiwan and China. So he has a gun, and he goes in, and he starts shooting. Well, he kills one and wounds three, and the church pastor hit him with a chair and knocked him down. God shall deliver, and the rest of the congregation jumped on him. Now, when the police came, he was unharmed. They had tied him up. And I can't help but think that if it had been in Reading, this guy might have had a couple of bruises on him. But they handled that very well. But unfortunately, now this was a case of a Chinese doing it because of political reasons, because of what China and Taiwan are having.
Nothing to do with the people that he actually injured.
No, he didn't know.
Right.
And he didn't even live there. He lived in Nevada or something. So when I see these things, I say to myself that unfortunately there's people out there like that. And if there had been someone armed in that supermarket Tops, now the security guard took him on, but this guy is wearing a protective vest.
Oh yeah.
And I guess the security guard, you know, return fire, but then it had little effect. Well, that's part of the training, too. And if you've got some guy wearing a protective vest, maybe you don't aim for center mass. Maybe you start aiming in other spots and you try to. But you know what? It all comes down to training. And unfortunately, we need to have people armed out there.
Or
because there's and trained. It's not just arming people. You know, it's like the Ukrainians. They were giving guns out to people. You know, they had been unable to own guns and then gave them rudimentary training. And then they had to literally learn on the job in Ukraine. I think that if you decide to carry a firearm, you need, of course, if it's a concealed carry, you go through a class. But that is just the beginning. The rest of and then you train after that. You know, so that if something does happen, that you are prepared, and that you know all the things you should be doing.
You know, one of the things that
it's just sad. It's just sad to have that many shootings. I mean,
right.
It's a, you know, and then in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Every night.
Dozens of people are shot every night in Chicago. They keep track of this. I mean, my God. I mean, you want to talk about what you can do to stop the violence. Go to Chicago. And, you know, what's it going to take? National Guard on the streets and just to quiet things down? It's not even summer yet.
Right. People need to pay attention to those in their family. This is where these things get ignored, and I learned this in the school. If you have a kid that is showing some, you know, inclinations of being violent, then you need to call them on it. And you need to take the task with his parents and get involved. Just to ignore it, people mostly don't want to get involved in any kind of, you know, situation or strife, but people, you have to step up to the plate. If you think someone is dangerous, you need to call them to task or get someone involved who can take them to task on that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, 8:47 in the morning. It's 71 degrees already. It's going to be warm today, and it's going to be beautiful. We'll be right back.
I am a parent and a healthcare worker. Education is key to a healthy community. Over the past 2 years, our children have suffered from unequal education. This is why we need new leadership in our county. This June, vote for Brian Caples for the superintendent of schools. He will hold the line for our children to receive an equal education and empower the school boards to do the same. Vote Brian Caples for the superintendent of schools this June. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for Supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Voters of Shasta County, Sheriff Michael Johnson is a committed leader and respected peacekeeper of our county. Sheriff Michael Johnson has served our community, enforced justice, and has led by example. Michael Johnson has the high moral character and courage to lead the sheriff's office in the face of adversity. Sheriff Johnson has proven himself as a committed community multi-agency collaborator and that he possesses the integrity and experience necessary to lead our county as the sheriff coroner. I ask you to join me in voting for strong, experienced leadership. The Deputy Sheriff Association, the Sheriff's Administrative Association, and the District Attorneys Association are all fully behind our sheriff. Go to ShastaVote.com. Join me and vote Johnson for sheriff.
Ad paid for by ShastaVote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flory for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta County, there's a candidate for District 5 Supervisor in Cottonwood named Chris Kellstrom. Chris is a lifetime member of the NRA and belongs to the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Chris Kellstrom cares about the Second Amendment rights and will do everything in his power to protect those rights in District 5 and all of Shasta County. Remember, Chris Kellstrom for District 5, head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any other candidate or candidates committee.
School boards have been tricked into following Newsom's crazy mandates. Brian Caples wants to train Shasta County school boards to advocate for the constitutional rights of children. Brian is running for Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. He will put children first, and he will empower school boards to stop these crazy mandates. I'm a high school teacher, and on June 7th, Brian Caples has my vote. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm not sure that I just didn't delete something I needed to tell everybody about. I'm going to go back and take a look at it. I'm going to go look in my trash. So it's not like it's not a life-changing event. this week is going to be a big week. We have, like I said, the bank robbery has already happened, and I'm going to stay on and at 9 o'clock. Instead of just getting off of the news, I'm going to read you the clues. I have them laid out right here.
Is that ethical, moral, or legal?
It said after 9 o'clock,
I
want to get a jump on this and on who's doing what out there. And it's the Lone Stranger, of course, and Sidekick. So I'm going to do this, you know, as per instruction, I'm going to wait till 9 o'clock. One of the things somebody just said, the security guard did not stop what happened there. No, but he tried. He was killed in the attempt to try.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then there was another, I read in this other one, this is one back in Buffalo, that where this crazed person. Now, see, we talk about punishment. This guy walked in, killed all these people. It's going to take years to get him through the court system. When in something that he has been caught doing it, he did it. And why a trial couldn't happen quickly. And then they take him out and they hang him in Buffalo.
I don't think they have any trees left in Buffalo.
Well, that's not the point. Well, guess what then? Then you take a crane, or you take, like we did here in Redding, you go to a railroad trestle and you drop him off. You know, people go, oh, well, you know, he may have had, well, you know what? I don't care what kind of problems he had. He knew what he was doing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
He knew what he was doing. He planned it. He wrote his manifestos. He was video streaming driving up. I saw that. He drove up to the store and got out. That's the last part I saw. Thank God. I was hoping he didn't have a GoPro on him to do something like this. This is just horrible. Just the whole thing is horrible, that there has to be an action. There has to be a reaction from society, that we just don't go, oh, you know, let's just put him away. Like the Boston bombers, you know, the marathon bombers. You know, one was killed during that action, but the other one was sentenced to death in Boston, Massachusetts. And then they overturned that over something. And then they retried and found him guilty again. So it was reinstated. But it'll be years. It may be probably, what, 20 years, 10 years.
He'll be on
whatever.
Death row.
He'll still be on death row. He'll still be alive for that. The Oklahoma bomber was taken. I mean, when he did it in Oklahoma, I mean, it was just in a couple years that he met his demise, as he should have. You know, and again, we go back to people. You know, I don't want people to think I'm bloodthirsty, and I'm not. I just think is that on things like this, that when you have such heinous crimes like this, that there's got to be, the people have to see, we the people have to see that justice is done. And in New York, maybe he went to New York because he knew there was no death penalty.
Sure.
That he would live the rest of his life being taken care of.
Oh, in California, New York, Arizona, you know, those places you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Oregon.
You can be a serial killer and kill dozens of people and you get caught and you end up dying. You end up dying in prison.
Right.
40 years later. I mean, every so often you read that. Oh, yeah, this guy was sentenced to death in 1970.
And you're labeled as a victim by a large part of the liberal left. So,
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe the security guard did not stop the action, but he tried. And he was a former policeman. Hmm. So, but he tried. He tried. Oh, the other thing I read was this woman said, this guy's come down an aisle, and he was aiming a gun, and this woman charged him. Charged him, and when he shot her, the other woman was able to escape. She says, I don't even know her name. You know, I don't know who it was.
That's so sad.
And that I just would want to go to the family and tell them that, you know, she was not giving up. She was not laying on the floor when he, you know, when he shot. She came at him, and it saved this other woman's life.
Well, that's heroism. The thing, you know, and yet, if you're in that kind of a situation, you do not want to stand still. You want to run out as fast as you can, get everybody running, because it's harder to hit a moving target. So that's what we train in the schools, you know.
Yeah.
It used to be we would have all the kids hunker down in a closet.
Yeah,
we don't do that anymore.
Well, it's run, hide, fight. If mm-hmm. you can run away, you can. If you hide, you can. If not, you fight. You throw books. You throw chairs. You do everything you can to protect your life. I don't know being swarmed by 27-year-olds, but you know it could be deadly right there. I mean, they get you down on the ground.
And, it only takes about five of them. You know,
takes five of them to get you down.
One on each limb, and they're incapacitated.
And somebody's on the back, you know, ripping their ears off. So I know this is terrible for me to talk like this. Well, tomorrow we have Anne-Marie Schubert, who's running for state attorney general, will join us at 7. We have the sheriff scheduled at 8. And at 9 o'clock, I am going to stay on the air long enough to read the clues. So get your pencils out, get your pens out. And the big thing, this is big letters. Please do not broadcast before 9 a.m.
You know, what if I leak that?
If we leak it early?
Would I be guilty of some heinous crime, too? Or,
yeah. Well, you know, it could just be is that they will never send us the clues again, Pat. You know, so now I've been looking at these clues, and they're giving away some big hints here. So everybody, have a great day.